Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I am your host for this hour of joy and fun and laughter, and especially today with two amazing, amazing gals that I have here as my guests. And before I introduce them, just I'll tell you a little bit about what we're going to be talking about. And have you ever heard the saying, I've got your back? And you've kind of wondered, well, what does that even mean? Do you really have my back, or have felt like maybe people don't have your back and you're kind of just out there all alone? So what we're going to be talking about is, what would it mean to join a tribe where people truly do have your back? And that might be something kind of foreign to you, or if you are someone who has that already, like how much more can you create with meeting even more people that have your back, and where it's a world really of inclusion, of true inclusion, kindness, a world without jealousy, without lack or criticism or judgment, and a world where you see beauty in each other, and you can also see beauty in yourself, way beyond anything that maybe you could even imagine right now. So my guests today are Cassie Summers and Sarah Grandinetti, and we are going to be talking about a movement that they started called I Am Beauty. And it's the hashtag I Am Beauty movement, that, and we're a tribe that they have created, have literally with thousands of people around this beautiful world of ours, are changing the way a lot of people see themselves and see their own beauty. And I have been honored and privileged to be part of this tribe and Facebook group and friends with these ladies since really the inception of it. And I've seen what it could be, what it is now and where it's going. And it's so, so, so beautiful. To see the stories in the Facebook group are priceless. So my guests again are Sarah Grandinetti and Cassie Summers. Now Sarah was on with me maybe like 3-4 weeks ago, where we were talking about being you. And just for a little bit of who Sarah is, which is so hard to talk about who people are and what they embody in just a couple of sentences, but I'll do my best here. Sarah is a mom to 4 kids. She's a brilliant writer and a dynamic facilitator. She's also the co-owner of 2 successful businesses, Sassy Productions and Salon Mix. And her desire is to inspire and empower people to choose more, to actualize their dreams and know the beauty that they are, with a depth and a breadth that touches people on many levels. The same can totally be said for Cassie. Cassie Summers, she's a mom of 2 amazing boys, also a best-selling author, also a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness, as Sarah and I are as well. This is how we met. And she facilitates with contagious excitement, total caring, and an intense presence of energy. So without further ado, welcome to both of you.
Hi, Betsy.
Thank you.
So excited to be here.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for choosing to join us. And just to tell our listeners a little bit more, is we're actually going to be playing with the I Am Beauty movement for the next month. And we're going to be having different, at least, and I kind of get that it might go, you know, who knows where it'll end up, but we're going to have different guests on that will be playing with, talking about how I Am Beauty has impacted their life. So I'm not sure which one of you would like to start, but just to talk about how I Am Beauty was created. How was it born into this world?
Mm-hmm. Kathy, you want to go first?
Sure. So Sarah and I became Access Consciousness certified facilitators, and we were looking at different ways to kind of play in social media, connect with people, engage with them. And this idea came of doing like a 30-day challenge, and Sarah wanted to do it on beauty, and I had to clear some points of view because I thought I knew nothing about beauty. So we sat down and we just started creating. We started creating challenges. We started creating graphics. We started creating an energy of something that at the time, even being futurists, I don't think either of us got what we were creating, but we were just lit up and excited and having so much fun. And so we created this 30-day challenge. It's free. We're actually in the middle of it right now. So we like to do it at least once a year, and we get a lot of people involved. The group has over 4,000 people, or around 4,000, maybe just under, and global, like you said, Betsy. And so we do these challenges, and it's simple, like take a selfie, take a picture of your nose, take a photo of your hands. It seemed like just fun. And as we went along, what we didn't quite expect was the amount of change it started to create for people in the way that they saw their beauty, in the way that they saw their hands, in the way that they saw their nose. And we had so much outpouring of people's gratitude and them just saying what it created for them, that we started to look at, like, maybe this is more than just a fun, free Facebook challenge. Maybe this would actually like to be something even greater and even more. And so then we sat down together and we wrote our first I Am Beauty manual. Sarah, would it have been a year ago, the intro?
I think we're a little over a year, maybe 2 years, Kathy.
What?
I think it's 2 years. We're so cute. Time, I don't even know what it is.
I don't know. So we created this intro manual, and we started facilitating it around the world. We brought it to London. We've brought it all over the States. And we just started really noticing even more change show up with having all the people together, all the bodies together, looking at beauty in a totally different way. And so just recently, we got the call that, oh my gosh, this wants to be even more. So we have written a manual for 2.5 days of diving into this topic. And I'd love Sarah to talk more about it because I just talked a long time, but of this whole idea of a totally different way of being with beauty and looking at beauty. And so that's kind of the quick version of how she was born. Do you have anything to add, Sarah?
Well, the one thing I wanted to add that you said, Cassie, that would actually something that can be a takeaway for anybody listening right now is when you go into creation without an expectation and you're just in the fun and the joy and the excitement of what something will create, it will always surprise you. So like Cassie said, we were just we were having fun. We were aware of a possibility and we were kind of just leaving it up to the universe to show us what it wanted to be without the expectation of we shall make 30-day challenge, then it shall become class, then we shall change world. It was very much like, I mean, who knew if we were going to do it once? Who knew if anybody was going to join? And I remember, you know, after a day and there were like 300 people in this group, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, how does it get better than that? And then in 2 days, there were over 1,000. And it was just like, we were blindsided, not in a unaware way, but in a way of like, wow, like, this was actually something birthed without expectation. And so I just wanted to like highlight that of what you said for anybody who's like looking to create something that they're aware of. Like, if you don't put expectations on something, you really can blow it up bigger than what your mind could even imagine to begin with.
I am so glad that you said that, because our mind really can, you know, limit, because if it hasn't happened yet, you know, you might have this like energy of what you think it could be, but how do you define what that energy is? And so if you try to define it, that's usually when we go, that's usually when it will be limited. And but when you ask questions like, hey, how does it get better than this, and what else is possible beyond anything that I can even imagine, it opens the floodgates for possibilities to come pouring in. And like you said, when you don't have expectation, it really is a beautiful thing to see. And, you know, like I said before, I've seen this group just grow and change and become, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful space to be, where people feel safe to be vulnerable and to reveal things that they may feel insecure about, with whatever is going on in their lives, and then know that there is a whole community of people there to support them in wherever they are in their journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And Betsy, could I speak? You just hit the that energy of people to support you and have your back. And mm-hmm. I think something that really shocked Sarah and I in the creation of this was exactly what you just spoke about, like this tribe that showed up. Like we didn't know, like you can't construct that. You can't tell thousands of people around the world, hey, you all have to join this and then become a tribe and then care about each other and have each other's back. Like, there's no way for us to control that into existence. And
right.
And when it showed up, I think that was one of my biggest, like, in awe moments of like, wow. I had a hard time creating that in my own life, like with friends, like in my own little town. And to see this worldwide,
yeah,
and to see people showing up that way online was actually very stunning and very unexpected and very beautiful.
It truly is beautiful. And, you know, when it first started, even for me, and the other thing, too, I do want to throw in, if you're interested in joining the Facebook group, they do have challenges. And it is, you know, like right now, we're, I think, in day 10 or 11 of the 30-day challenge. I'm not one who goes in every single day and posts my challenge. I'd love to, and things just get in the way of that. So then, you know, I have to remind myself that you don't have to. Like, you can participate however you can participate, or just read them. You don't even have to ever post. And there's still such a beautiful energy. So there's no wrongness here. However you would like to be with this group is open, you know, like welcomed with open arms. So I just wanted to be sure to let people know that. And if I do, like I found myself once already, you know, with this new challenge, like, oh my gosh, I'm already behind. And then I was like, well, wait a minute, who says you're behind? Maybe whenever you post is exactly when somebody else needed to see your post.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
No wrongness here. No wrongness.
Exactly. And that's one of the beautiful, beautiful things about the beauty in all of this. So, you know, when you get rid of the wrongness that we tend to go to, where we go, oh, see, you're already behind, you've already blah, 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 and you start down that path of making yourself wrong, and then you know, the beauty of saying, oh, wait a minute, no, I don't have to make myself wrong. What if there is no wrongness? And you pull yourself right back out of it. Or even if you don't, and you post in the group and say, hey, I'm behind or whatever, and then other people will say to you, what if you're not wrong? What if you're not behind? And so it really is amazing to have so many people, and you become friends with literally people around the world that you may never have had another opportunity to meet except for through this beautiful, special group that this group is.
Absolutely. And if I could add to that really quick, so I've been a hairstylist for 15 years, and I've sat here and watched people separate. People use beauty to separate themselves, whether it's from themselves or that it's from others. It's a constant like size up of like, okay, how beautiful are they compared to me? Or they have this thing that I want, I wish I had, or the judgment of like, okay, I can be myself with them because I judge them as less than me, or like whatever. And oftentimes it's where the having the back energy just like doesn't show up. And it's interesting because we'll have people say, you know, I perceive acknowledging my beauty as being arrogant, or acknowledging my beauty as being like prideful or proud. And and that there's so much judgment out there that if you actually step out and say like, I love my body and I love my beauty, and I'm so excited for what I chose, what body I chose, what face I chose, my cute little nose, that generally there people will, you know, in this reality, judge you as conceited or full of yourself or whatever. And what it is, when you couple owning your beauty with vulnerability, it is the most beautiful thing. And that's actually what's showing up in this group. And it's where this like tribe energy started to show up, because in the same breath that I can say, hey, I love my hands, I can also tell you that you have the most beautiful hands, because it's not about competition anymore. It's about acknowledgement. And just the acknowledgement of when you can start to get out of the separation from you and your beauty, you can acknowledge anyone's beauty. And then that's where like that having your back and oneness starts to show up. It was like dynamically like gifted to this challenge and this group of people to create this tribe, because we didn't set out to, you know, mastermind and blueprint like the road to oneness. It just started to show up. It's been so beautiful to play with like year after year.
Oh, well, this is a great time to pause for the first break. We're talking all about I Am Beauty today with Sarah Grandinetti and Cassie Summers, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Please stay tuned.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We're so glad you're here. And my name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I have the honor today of speaking to Cassie Summers and Sarah Grandinetti. And I would love for you guys to tell everyone listening how they can find all about I Am Beauty and how they can find you guys as well. So, Sarah, you want to lead that off?
Sure. So I Am Beauty has a website. It's iambeauty.space. And like Betsy had mentioned earlier, in the there's a Facebook challenge going on right now. It's a 30-day challenge. We're in the middle of it. You can join anytime. And that is I Am Beauty, the movement on Facebook. It's a group that you can ask to join. Cassie and I together facilitate Around the World other classes, and that is, you can find us at Sassy Productions on Facebook as well. And my website is sarahgrandinetti.com. And Cassie, I'll let you say your stuff because I don't have it memorized.
You can find me at Cassie Summers on Facebook as well. I have a business page, and I also have a personal page, so feel free to reach out anyway there. And I have a website, www.curiousuniverse.ca. You can reach me there, or my other website, www.asifbymagic.space. Connect anyway.
Thank you so much. And I'm loving this conversation today. And Sarah, you being in kind of a unique position, having 15 years of seeing people come into your beauty salon and probably spending a lot of their time nitpicking something or many things about their beauty, how has even this I Am Beauty movement changed what's going on with your beauty salon?
Oh, so much. It would be silly for me to say, like, I was a co-creator, so I've got it all right. I've got it down. Like, I don't. I still have to use all of the tools that we use in Access Consciousness every day to create my life and create, you know, what I want to project out in the world as my self-image and the way that I want to show up. And what has shown up for me is I get to be a different space around beauty. And I don't necessarily even have to explain it. It just shows up like within me, within the energy that I have now been gifted by the I Am Beauty movement. And so when I'm standing in front of someone and they're in all their judgment of themselves, I can ask just a simple question that will snap them out of it. I can just be space and receive them in a different way. And what that does is it allows people to lower their walls and barriers in the space of that vulnerability and that energy. And different magical things have shown up with guests leaving the salon in a different way. And it's not even like they can walk out and say like exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that's just who we be on the planet as the difference that we be. They walk out and they say, wow, that was a really amazing experience. So that was different than any other salon that I've been to. And just take that away. And they might not know it's because they're not walking out with all the wrongness and the judgment, or where I aligned and agreed with their point of view of, you know, that they need to cover their chin. So they need their bob low enough, you know, to cover their double chin, or we need bangs because they have a big forehead or whatever it is. I don't come from that point of view and I don't align and agree with it. So we can choose that haircut, but we're not going to choose it with me aligning that you have to choose it because of something that you don't like about your outer beauty.
So beautifully said. Wow. And, you know, even the word beauty can have, it has so many points of views around it. And so Cassie, when we first started this conversation, you said that you, when Sarah invited you to do this challenge with you, that you had a bunch of points of view that about it that you had to clear. So would you share a little bit with our listeners on that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you. because I guess from – so if you see my bio photo, I have a mohawk. So I don't partake in, like, I don't create for my own look this reality standard of what beautiful is. And I had tried that for many years. I had done all the things that I thought were the correct way to be beautiful, and it never worked for me. So when she approached that topic, I was like, yeah, but I don't really do beauty like people do beauty. And she, you know, wedged me a little bit and said, well, isn't that maybe like the gift that you have to bring here? And and she also reminded me that I'm a body worker, so I work with bodies all the time, and the conversation of beauty and things they want to change with their body comes up all the time. It's just not in a salon, it's just not with hair, it's a
right.
different way of talking about their beauty.
I also so have to interrupt Cassie, because Cassie, uh-oh. I have to interrupt you really quick, because
oh no,
you see beauty in everything. You acknowledge beauty everywhere, just because you're not in the beauty industry. This is the funniest part of these conversations for me. I'm going to shut up now. Please continue. But I love you, and I'm so glad you got over that point of view. Okay, bye.
I love you. And I'm so glad that you wedged me.
That's
or
awesome.
Kicked me out the door. I don't know. Yeah, it was in Sarah's acknowledgement of – thank you so much. I'm kind of melting right now. In Sarah's acknowledgement of that, I started to acknowledge that, okay, maybe I do have something that I can contribute to this topic.
Oh, that's, and you really, she does, for people who may not know Cassie and Sarah both. They both see people for who they truly are, not, you know, the persona that they might be projecting or what their physical appearance is. They really see the beautiful being that you are. And it is one of the gifts that I definitely see in both of them. So it's not a surprise to me at all that, you know, this, the I Am Beauty movement and the way that they perceive people is being received so gratefully from so many people around the world. This is not a conversation that many people have. You know, if you open up a magazine or, you know, you turn on the television or whatever, most of it is judging, you know, like they judge what people wear at the Oscars or their makeup, or they leave the house without makeup and then they, you know, a celebrity gets a shot of them, you know, with maybe their tummy poofed out, and, you know, it's just criticism after criticism. And this is what most of us grew up with, and so we think that there's some certain definition of beauty that we're trying to attain that is pretty much unattainable by whomever's standards in the moment. And as we all know, these standards change all the time. If you look at, like, what body types were in the 60s and what was acceptable or what you were supposed to go for in the 70s and the 80s, you know, it's always changing and evolving. You know, first, like, if you had a big butt, that was like, oh, that's terrible. You were supposed to be like a twiggy figure. And then now, you know, voluptuous, and or, you know, the big butt with, like, the Kardashians made it way more acceptable. And so if you're trying to fit into whatever definition of beautiful is in whatever moment, you're, you know, what are you setting yourself up for?
Absolutely, Betsy. Like, the thing is, perfection is a lie. It's a damn lie. And we keep chasing this idea of perfection, because the thing is even now, right now, you could go to different parts of the world, even different parts of the United States, and find that a certain body shape or body type or skin tone or whatever is going to be the ideal target. And the thing is, with all of this, and if for whoever is listening right now, the call to action is anything that you want to change, you have to be willing to be the change. You can't sit back and look at this and say, woe is me, I wish my body type was accepted, or woe is me, I hate the fact that people judge beauty. I wish, you know, beauty included me. You have to stand up, choose it, and be mm-hmm. the change that you want to see in the world. And that's exactly like what we're encouraging in this group. It's what we're encouraging with the classes that we're doing. It's what we're inviting people to, is that if we all stand together, hand in hand, whatever that looks like, and decide that beauty will no longer be defined. I've seen a lot of things out there that are like, let's redefine beauty. There's really beautiful memes out there that are saying like, redefine it. And you know what? I would really love to challenge us to never freaking define beauty ever again.
Yes.
Like, do
yes.
not put yes. a definition on it. Let beauty be beauty. And that we stand together in that beauty is in all the things, in all the shapes, all the sizes, all the colors. It doesn't matter. And that we can be the change, and we can choose it, and we can change the freaking world with it, man. Sorry for the intensity.
You know what? I'm in tears really listening to this. You know, as somebody who has been a lot of different body sizes at one point in my life, almost 500 pounds, and the intense judgment and hatred that I had of my body at that point to where I am today. I mean, it's such an amazing journey. And, you know, trying to attain that impossible definition of what beauty is. And I'm loving, absolutely loving this conversation, and so grateful for it, that we all are beautiful. Every single person is beautiful. And so, yes, no more definitions of what beauty is and what beauty isn't. Thank you. Wow. Oh, goodness. Yes, thank you for the intensity. I love it. And what more invitation can we all be for this, and for loving yourself and loving everything that you have deemed awful or horrible or ugly or imperfect or whatever it is that you have been saying to yourself your entire life about, and then fill in the blank and whatever that is for you. And what if now you were the space of kindness and nurturing and really encompassing your beauty? And Cassie,
absolutely.
I would love for you to say something here too. I can hear your brain going.
Is my brain that loud? Yeah, I mean, that really, like, gosh, Sarah, thank you for that intensity. And Betsy, everything that you just shared so vulnerably.
Thank you.
This is part of our freaking desire to create in this, on this planet, is an undefined space of beauty for everyone, men and women and all cultures and all shapes and sizes. And it really does take that, those people willing to stand up and be like, hey, you know what? To me, having a shaved head is beautiful. To me, having big curves and a nice juicy butt is beautiful. To me, like, this is beautiful, and claiming that as your brand of beauty. That's something we talk about in I Am Beauty, is claiming the uniqueness of your beauty, and to get out of the sameness, to get out of trying to achieve yeah. the defined beauty. Because if we had a planet full of, I mean, at one point it was Barbie, right? Mm-hmm. We had a planet full of Barbies, that would be a pretty boring planet. I would love to see, like, you know, like, just beyond this reality, multitude of different types of beauty, different ways of showing up, different ways of playing with your body and acknowledging your body. And one thing that I have noticed is that when people go to that place of going, okay, what is unique about me? What do I love about me? Putting your attention on those things, and less attention on the things that you hate or that you've decided yeah. are wrong. You start putting your attention on the things that you love, and you start claiming them as a unique gift that you have, and you start playing with your beauty in that way. then so much can show up. And then others, this is how being you changes the world, others will start to notice you celebrating those parts of your beauty, and it invites them to celebrate parts of their beauty. And then we can just infect the world with it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, for me, now that I'm, you know, no longer and constantly harping and judging all the things that I think is wrong with my body, it's given my, I move so much easier, and, you know, not to have all this judgment that's locked in my body. And no matter what size I am in the morning, you know, no matter what clothes fit or don't fit, or, you know, what, however I'm feeling, like, to not have that constant 24/7 barrage of anger and hatred and judgment and everything is just giving me so much freedom to choose to be me and choose to be what makes me happy and no longer be locked up in that vicious cycle of that was all that my brain did. That's all I did was, like, look for different ways to criticize myself.
Absolutely, and that's where it starts, Betsy. We'll go back to that when we come back, I guess.
Yes, we sure will.
I hear the music.
Thank you. Thank you for listening, guys. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Please stay tuned for more amazing conversations.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Wow, you guys. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. This is Betsy McLaughlin, and I'm just really honored to have Sarah Gray and Maddie and Kathy Summers on with me today, and we're having a very vulnerable moment. And I'm going to just say thank you so much for this conversation today, where we were talking right before the break about judging. And I was just talking about how 24/7 I pretty much just judged myself so harshly, and what it did to my body and to me and to my spirit. For a long time, I was kind of gone. And then I definitely was gone. And through finding, like, if something didn't change, I didn't want to be here anymore. And then I was so grateful to find the tools of Access Consciousness and find something that worked for me and to really change, to turn my life around and to
embraced everything that I, my whole journey and everything I've been through. And then to where I am now, I don't know, 6 or 7 years later, to not be in judgment of my body and the freedom that has given me in my movement, and every day gets better. And there are some days that are intense, and to know that, hey, it's okay, whatever I'm going through, whatever it is, it's all okay. And this whole, for me, it was such a huge thing in my life that I wasn't, you know, the beautiful, perfect thing, body, person that I thought I was supposed to be. And to now be at the space where, hey, you know, I love every imperfection in me. And if I start going down that judgment path, I'm able to now stop and say, hey, you know, like, let's choose something kind for yourself and find things in you that you do, you know, that you're grateful for. And that will help me turn around anywhere where I might be judging myself. And so to have this conversation today with Cassie and Sarah, where we're talking about, you know, stopping judging and to not be fitting into some societal expectation of whatever that is in whatever time, I'm just super, super grateful. And I know, Sarah, right before the break, you were going to say something, so if you remember what it is.
I do, but I just want to acknowledge your vulnerability with all of this, because it's really when we start to, like, wear those scars, like, open freely with our vulnerability that we invite the change in. And we all have different journeys. We've all gone through, like, whether you've decided that, oh, that person, because they're, you know, beautiful by this reality standards, must not have it hard. They're just being judged by having to be perfect all the time and can't choose something outside of it. I mean, there's just a different side of the same coin. And one of the things that, like, I did want to share before we went to break was that it really does start with changing anything with your body is to get out of judgment of it. We decide somewhere, we buy the lie that if we can figure out what's wrong with either ourselves, our body, our lives, our relationships, our business, our whatever, if we figure out what's wrong and we put our attention there, then it will change. And wherever you put your energy and your focus is what you get more of. And then we're hitting our head against the wall being like, hey, how come my ass is still this big? Or how come I blah, 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 you know? And what I've seen in my own body since this challenge, again, another thing that Cassie and I did not expect was when I started to get a judgment and just being like, I'm so grateful for you, body, and you are so beautiful, and having those conversations, the things that I judged, it's as if I was wearing, like, lie goggles. Like, I would look at my body through the lens of my judgment, and I would see every little, you know, stretch mark or every little dimple on my tushy or whatever. And then as soon as I started to get out of the judgment, it's so funny. I look and I'm like, oh, my gosh, those dimples are gone or they've faded. Or it's like, wow, my butt isn't what I thought it was, or my tummy doesn't stick out like it did. It's so funny because it literally is being willing to see you and the world without judgment. And we often are, like, looking at trying to figure out how to not judge others and how to be better people in the world while totally judging ourselves. So what if we turn that around on us and stop judging us and separating from us our beauty and using beauty as a tool to separate?
Yeah, so, so true. And that's what I started to say. I think I might have gotten a little sidetracked, but where, you know, when you don't judge you, like, the change that it you can see show up physically, you know, like, if you have any body pains or anything like that, as well as just what physically shows up, like Sarah said, things, you know, that if you're not concentrating on it, like, then what can you change? It's such, for a lot of people, it's, and myself included, you know, there's so much charge and so much emotion there that we've carried our whole lives. And then we're also putting in, you know, all of whatever we grew up with, you know, whatever we heard our mother, our father, our aunts and our uncles, our grandparents, and all of their definitions of what beauty is and what beauty isn't and what you're supposed to look like and whether you look like a family member or you don't look like a family member and how come you don't look like them or how come you look so much like them. And there's so many different things that we can end up defining ourselves as to the point where we don't really even know who we are anymore.
Kathy there.
I don't know. I think we're
I'm here.
Here. Okay.
No, I'm on it, girl.
Well, yeah, I love everything that both of you guys just said. And it's funny, Betsy, did I hear you just say that in the defining of you, you lose who you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so
definitely
accurate and so dynamic. In the continuous defining of you and defining of your beauty, you actually lose who you are. You actually
mm-hmm.
lose the beauty of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when you get so hypercritical over something, it's like, you know, if you take, you know, those magnifying mirrors, right? You've got it magnified at 100,000 times magnification. So you're looking at your nose and all you can see are like humongous pores, right? And it's the same kind of thing. But when you're not magnifying and you're not like zoning in on whatever it is you don't like about yourself, you don't see it the same way.
Yeah, it can literally disappear. And something else you said, again, I have to just, as a Sarah, like acknowledge your vulnerability and the beauty in that. It's looking at your beauty can, what I've noticed and what I've seen over the years of doing this, I mean, beauty stuff is, can be so healing. Like
mm-hmm.
it's as though we walk around with these deep bruises that are very tender and we pretend that they don't exist. And to put your attention not from judgment and wrongness, but to put your attention on your body with adoration, acknowledgement, and kindness, you can actually start to have those deep bruises heal in a way that I actually haven't seen anything else do. So how do we get so lucky?
Wow, that's so beautiful. So beautiful. So for people listening that might not, you know, have ever had this conversation or they would love to have more, you know, definitely encourage you guys, go to this Facebook group, I Am Beauty Movement. It is free to join. Lots and lots and lots of amazing people. You don't have to say a word. You can just be a stalker. You can jump right in and say hello and talk or whatever works for you. And to be joining this special, special group where you get to be you, and whatever that is, whatever that isn't, wherever you've judged, whatever this, and come and join and play. And, you know, what change would you like to see in the world with all of this and way more, because we've barely scratched the surface. And I knew this was going to happen, which is one of the reasons that I invited Cassie and Sarah on today, and then wanted to also, you know, invite some other people who, like myself, are I Am Beauty ambassadors, where we just, you know, we really would like to talk about different, just different things and how what they're going through might be for claiming their authentic brand of beauty. And so we're going to have next week with us, we're going to have John Ashford and Julie Tootin on, and we're going to talk to them about what their unique beauty is. And then as Sarah and Cassie mentioned, they do have a 2.5-day class. Their first one is going to be in Vancouver, Canada, and then I know they're also coming to New York. So if one of you guys could let us know about the class and then remind everyone where they can find out more information, that would be awesome.
Sure, I'll do that. So Vancouver is our big 2.5-day debut, and that is going to be April 5th, 6th, and 7th. And we are just so excited for all of the people who are going to show up for that class, because it really is like a launch of something, a birth of something in the world that hasn't been seen before, and we're super, super excited. And then we'll be in end of May, May 31st to June 2nd, we'll be in New York City. We have a lot of fun stuff coming up with that class too. New York is just such an awesome place to look at beauty because there aren't any points of view there. And then further out, we'll actually be in India in October. And so
Amazing. That'll
be the first weekend in October. And we're super excited to play with beauty over there too. Because again, like we said, like culturally, beauty is different everywhere. So the tribe of people who are showing up to support us in India is really phenomenal. Our first meeting with all of them, like put us to tears. It's really incredible. So we're excited about all of that.
That's so amazing. And I'm so happy for you guys. Really, what a blessing it is for everyone to acknowledge their beauty. And this is not just for adults. This is for really people of all ages. And I would love, we've got, you know, just a few minutes left, but can we talk a little bit about what we can contribute to kids with this movement?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, Sarah has the most beautiful story on this, so maybe I'll let her take it. But one thing I just wanted to say quickly was, being a mom and also having worked with kids for many years, I see the growing need for this, and what I've seen IM Beauty create for kids has been like nothing other. So Sarah, would you want to share the story about your daughter?
Absolutely. And I know we're coming up to close to the top of the hour, so I'll make it a little quickie. My daughter Talia, last summer was undiagnosed with vitiligo. And which, if people don't know, that is like where the skin starts to turn white and lose its coloring. And it started up a little bit on her neck, and then it kind of grew. And with vitiligo, it moves and it shifts. And so it's kind of across her face and by her mouth and by her neck. And she's Italian, half Italian, so she's got naturally tan skin. So the vitiligo is kind of, you know, it stands out. And shortly after that, Cass and I were facilitating a class in LA, an IM Beauty class, and Talia came, and that's her name, and she sat in the front row, and she just leaned into everything, was so present,
Aww.
Was so receiving. And I mean, as a mom, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so neat. Like, I'm so excited. Again, here I am, no expectation, like just excited to have her in class. And, shortly after, she stopped taking the medicine or putting the cream on her skin. And I asked her about it, and desiring to have her have choice with her body. I was like, you know, what is it that you're choosing? She said, Mom, it's so cool that I get to wake up every day and not know what I'm going to look like. She said, I run to the mirror every morning and I see like if it's moved or if it's shifted or if it's taken a different shape. And I was, if that wasn't enough, you know, tears streaming down my face, I said, okay, sweetie, like I've got your back. If you don't want to take this medicine, you don't have to. And shortly after that, she went to school. And of course, I'm at home pacing all day, like just ready to like be arm defense at the school, whoever is going to, you know, tease her, because she just went back to school and she didn't have it when she left. So I figured, you know, someone's going to say something mean, and no one did. And then about a month into school, she came home, and I actually heard this story from a teacher who was really moved by it. She said, you know, today she had no charge on it either, which is really interesting. But she said, you know, today a boy came up to me and started to make comments about the marks on my face. And I said, oh, yeah, how'd you deal with that? And she said, you know what, Mom? She says, I looked at him and I said, you know what? These marks are what make me unique. So instead of worrying about what's going on with my face, why don't you go find out what makes you unique? And that boy just turned around and walked away. And she walked away in all of her power and all of her acknowledgement of self and of her beauty. And that is what, you know, this can create in the world for our children is if they get those tools right away, they don't ever have to be victim to any amount of bullying, because it just is like water off a duck's back. It just doesn't stick. If you don't have the judgment of you, then when someone says it, there's literally nothing to stick to. Other people's judgments only stick to the judgments you have of yourself.
That is so amazing. You know, and good for her that she didn't go down the path of, you know, turning it into victimhood and making whatever the people were saying true. And that's also just a testament to who you are, and, you know, who you are and what you're showing her is possible with beauty. And oh my gosh, it's time for ending. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. I'm so grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. We love you so much.
I love you so much.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. I Am Beauty, the Movement, Facebook. Go sign up. And we'll see you next week with another two people, ambassadors from I Am Beauty, the Movement. Thank you, guys. Have a great week.